Right now, it is time for us to check sports. And if we're going to check sports, well, we will lead the way with the NBA because it has been a wild, wild card weekend, and it ain't over yet. It started on Saturday where the Raiders fell to the Bengals 26-19. The Patriots were crushed by the Buffalo Bills 47-17. So those games. Then on Sunday, yesterday, the Buccaneers just bashed the Eagles 31-15. The Cowboys lost 23-17 to the 49ers. And the Steelers were defeated by the Chiefs 42-21. Coming up tonight at 8:15 on ESPN, the Rams will take on the Cardinals. Now, some wild happenings in these games. That's all I'll say. It's just some really wild happenings in the games. The Raiders and the Bengals were good. It was a good game. Fun game to watch. It turned out to be a 7-point game, an exciting game. It came down to a last-second play. The Bills just demolished the Patriots. Just demolished them. The Buccaneers had no trouble with the Eagles. The Cowboy 49ers game. The Cowboys 49ers game. What an interesting game. The Cowboys lost in the final second. Now, normally, the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, always pulls it out. Didn't happen. Dak Prescott ran down the middle of the field to try to set up one more play. They did not hand the ball to the official. They tried to run a play. An official must set the ball. By the time the official got through the line, the time had run out, and the game was over. They had 14 seconds. They used it all. Prescott said, "We practice it. You hand it to the center, the umpire. All he has to do is usually come in and tap the ball. Don't necessarily know exactly why the ball hit, but the official happened, I guess. Yeah, I know he's going to come in and touch the ball. We could say, yeah, he needs to be closer to the ball or whatever, but in hindsight, it's just tough to accept." The referee said in a post-game report that George spotted the ball correctly and offered an explanation as to why he bumped into the Cowboy players. He collided with the players as he was setting the ball because he was moving it to the proper spot. Pretty amazing. So, the Cowboys are out. How about them Cowboys? And, of course, the Cowboys had a lot of penalties in that game. I mean, a lot of penalties in that game. And, of course, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, quote, extraordinarily disappointed after their playoff loss. Extraordinarily disappointed. Very disappointed. Disappointed for our fans. This is quite a letdown. They outplayed us. Good. He said they outplayed us. Good. Jones added that this sort of ending to a 12-5 season has started so promising was a gut punch. When you get this combination of players together, you need to have success. We all know how it goes in the NFL. The whole thing is set up to take away from the best and add to the ones that need improvement. And personnel-wise, I think we have one of the best. The coach is sure to take heat for the one-and-done postseason appearance, highlighted by a lot of mental errors and flubbed last-second plays. Jones said he wasn't going to talk about topics about the coach's future. Quote, "I don't even want to discuss anything like this at this particular time. That's not on the table. The game speaks for itself." Ben Roethlisberger is done. He looked back on the playoff looks to the Chiefs and said, "It was meant to be that I was going to wear black and gold." He's expected to retire following this season. He finished the campaign with a decent stat line, 29-44, 215 yards, a couple of touchdowns. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion, three-time AFC champion, Offensive Rookie of the Year, 6-time Pro Bowler, 2-time NFL passing yards leader, 2 rings to keep in his jewelry case. Man, he's done it all. He's done it all. And by the way, he and his coach have never, in all their seasons, they have never had a losing season. Never had a losing season. That's pretty amazing. All right, we'll move on to basketball yesterday and see if any of our local teams were in action. No, none of our local teams were in action. The Nets are in second place in the Eastern Conference. The Knicks are in 10th place, but actually they're tied for 9th and only a half game out of the final playoff spot. We can go take a look at the National Hockey League yesterday and see if anybody played locally. No. Check the schedule for today. The Islanders against the Flyers. Tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Hurricanes. The Islanders and Flyers get at it again. And then on Wednesday, the Rangers take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. There you go. That is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.